This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My name's Cal Evans, and Kathy just kicked the camera. And we're here at beautiful St. Louis at PHP Tech 2016, and my guest today is my special friend, Mr. Jeremy McCullough.
Yep. Oh,
almost
pleasure
drew a
here.
Blink there. So.
it's also written down for your benefit.
It really is written down right there. We had come up with a list of topics to talk about, and I forget, what was the first topic?
Keynotes and sausage.
Keynotes. Let's talk about your keynote first, because the keynote is being live streamed tomorrow, which by the time this goes out, the keynote was live streamed 6 months ago. So, but for those of you on Periscope, the keynote is being live streamed tomorrow. You're going to want to check the tech website to get the details for that. Tell us about what you're talking about.
It is going to be a talk on the community, and which is everything outside of what you'd put inside the PHP. Well, that doesn't make sense. Everything excluding the PHP code. So Eli contacted me, this was way back probably in January or so, and we did a little Google Hangout, had like a 30-minute conversation, kind of talked through an idea of what to talk about, and this was a talk idea that had been on my mind. I would have never submitted this as an abstract anywhere because it was too abstract. but we talked it through, it seemed like exactly what I was looking for, because you were giving your career theme talk this year, and Samantha's giving a more technical focus one tomorrow Thursday morning. And so he was like, this is would be exactly what we would be looking for. So he was, it was just worked out nicely that was already on my mind.
Now you're the opening keynote.
I'm the opening keynote.
Boy, that's going to be a great way to kick off a conference, man.
Hopefully.
That's going to be fun.
I was just chatting with Kathy while you were running outside looking for AA batteries, that this is a incredibly frightening experience because it is unlike any, the preparation going into this. This gives me, I already had some respect for you, but this gives me even more respect for the being able to give a keynote presentation. And Kathy said, like, you have 5 slides.
Yes.
Which means that the rest of it is probably jabbing.
Yeah,
and talking.
Yes.
And it's
a lot
harder, I think, to prepare for something like that than having technical slides and then looking back and talking through code or talking to some kind of fixed topic.
Well, I usually tell people it takes me 20 to 30 hours to prep a technical talk, maybe 40. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you do enough of these, you get to the point where you can, okay, yeah, I've got the code, I've got the slides, I know what I'm going to say. There's sometimes when you don't even have to rehearse the technical ones, you know it.
Yeah.
But the keynotes are usually 80 to 90 hours. For a one-hour keynote. Now, this one's a little shorter, so I didn't put as much rehearsal time into it, but I have to rehearse it at least 3 times. I try to go 4 or 5 just to make sure that you get it all, because it's so much more than, or it's so much more difficult than just a just a technical talk. And I'm not trying to belittle technical talks. Technical talks are hard, okay? You know, that came out wrong. Do-over Twitter?
No, I mean it's different. It's different prep work. It's different. Yeah. It's really apples and oranges.
I would say. But I was excited to see that you were doing this, because I think that there needs to be more people that are getting up and sharing. Again, I like technical talks. I'm not dissing on technical talks. But there's so much more to being a developer than the code we write.
And I've honestly run out of technical topics to submit on.
So that's horse pucky too.
You can only get a Mongo talk in once every 3 years this time.
Before we go to our next topic, I want to say thank you to Nomad PHP. Now, those of you who are watching this live are giggling because I am Nomad PHP, okay? Me, the lovely and talented Kathy, and little Joe Ferguson are Nomad PHP. But Nomad PHP sponsors this, and so I want to let you know that if you don't have a local user group, we would love for you to join Nomad PHP. That's what we're there for. If you have a local user group, we expect you to get involved with your local user group. group, but there's a lot of people that don't have one. Please join us. You can get more information out at nomadphp.com. We'd love to see you at our next meeting. So, turn the mic flag back. You started a tradition. I'm not sure you meant to.
Did not mean to.
But you started a tradition. Tell us the origin story of WorstCon.
I'm not going to go into too much detail because it will be covered tomorrow morning.
Okay.
But suffice it to say, back when PHP Tech was in Chicago, one of the original sausage schwa's of Chicago. Mm-hmm. I'm forgetting the name from
Doug's.
The...
Wasn't
yes.
Doug's?
No, I'm forgetting the name from the Ferris Bueller movie.
Oh.
But yes, Hot Dog himself was based
Abe
in Chicago.
Froman,
Abe
Froman,
sausage
schwa's.
I really should know this. I'm really unfit to lead WorstCon. But Matt Frost and Chris Harchis, it was on their long-term game plan. I don't think Chris ever made it out there before Doug's closed. But Matt Frost had told us about it, and it was on my bucket list. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, a few other guys. So we'll talk about them tomorrow. But we did a road trip back in 2014 and drove all the way from New York, about 14 hours, made some stops along the way, picked up some folks. And then we were joined by an equally large, or in all total, there were about 15 or 16 of us.
Wow.
Waited in line all day on that September afternoon.
I remember watching the tweet stream.
Yeah, the tweet stream on the whole road trip and everything. Phil Sturgeon was in the car. That added a lot of material. And then since then, maybe about 5 months after that, I was going to FOSDEM, and we did one. This was back when Code Rabbi did his tour through Europe, and Davey Shafik was there and such. We made a few stops, and we did a European version. And then after that, we started doing them more frequently and more in the U.S. And it kind of at this point, it just, if we go to a conference, we tack on an extra day and we find a place to go get hot dogs.
So Kathy and I are looking forward to
the one on Friday. We're going to Steve's Hot Dogs.
Yeah.
I think it's called Steve's Hot Dogs St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
We are nowhere near downtown St. Louis. I don't know how we're going to get there, but I did reserve the restaurant. We're already planning more than we've ever done before.
Yeah, Chris Tankersley was saying that, you know, they said, oh, we can handle whoever you can bring. And he's like, challenge accepted.
Yeah.
<You know?
laughs> I told him about 30 heads, so we'll see.
Let me hit you with a hardball because you're not prepared for this now.
Mm.
Back at Sunshine PHP, there was some controversy, it's my understanding. Tankersley says that wasn't an official worst con.
Why does Tankersley say
because
it
wasn't on the website?
I did fix that this week. yes.
It wasn't where you thought I was going.
Jake's yes. Scandal never leaves. Jake Smith poked me sometime during last week, and he said, hey, the Miami thing was, and Emily Stamey, I think, also mentioned it, pointed this out. So I very quickly interrupted my very serious work duties at MongoDB and updated the website and added it. The real problem here is that none of us know how to run the Sculpin static website. Including, I'll say, Chris Tankersley, who is the PHP Fig representative of Sculpin. I'm incriminating him right now.
Fig represent.
Yeah, for a bunch of folks that go to PHP conferences almost full time, none of us know how to run a website.
Dude, you just need to install WordPress. Get it over with.
That's what he said. It may come to that.
Well, I was told that...
but it's on the website now.
I was told that going to Burger King and just having a hot dog does not
I
constitute
saw that tweet.
A worse con.
I mean, if you wear the hat, we can make some allowances. But officially, I actually have not had the Burger King hot dog yet. It is. I will do it out of obligation, but I'm not looking forward to it in particular.
I don't think anybody ever is. So.
But to enjoy the best, you have to also sample the worst.
The key here is... Oh, God, I'm just going to ignore that one, okay? The key here is if you're going to a conference, there's so much more than just the sessions going on. You've got to pay attention, and you really need to be an active part of the community, or at least paying attention to the community, because you don't want to miss opportunities like WorstCon. And I think I've missed 3 or 4 of them in the past year
I've
or so,
actually missed some as well.
And I'm actually excited the fact that we actually get to attend one this time.
And they're being planned.
Yeah.
So this is wonderful.
It's not just everybody, okay, meet in the lobby, we're going, you know? So that is great. I really think it is... not only hilarious, but it's wonderful that we have groups that, you know, like you and Tankersley and all that, that will organize just these fun, goofy stuff, you know? Because, you know, a lot of people just show up at these conferences. They go to the sessions. They'll eat lunch with everybody. Hi, how you doing? And mm-hmm. they go back home. You're missing so much of the experience.
And even, I would say, the hallway track can be intimidating if you're...
Yes.
Because that involves you have to go and talk to new people.
Right.
Whereas this is everybody's gathering in a lobby to go out to eat, and it's you can just hop along and...
WorstCon, if you're going to a conference and there's a worst con, make sure you show up, you know. Mm-hmm. When they invite, it's open to everybody.
We have wonderful franchising opportunities if there's not a worst con in your area. join the it should be the Nomad PHP WorstCon endeavor. We should maybe do some kind of partnership for WorstCons at home.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Kathy made hot dogs the other day, and we accidentally had one because we had hot dogs and whiskey, so we accidentally had a WorstCon.
That's two out of three ingredients right there.
I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today. Hey, before I let you go, same two questions to ask everybody. Okay. What's your local user group? What's the URL?
It is NYPHP. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you the last time they met because it fluctuates in its inactivity mm-hmm. and activity. I believe it is NYPHP.org.
I think so, yeah, because I'm on their mailing list. And I, every now and then, once a quarter, I'll get...
I continue to get job opportunities from recruiters, but they haven't had a local meeting in some time.
That is funny. Well, I want to take the time to thank you for taking time out of your schedule here at the conference to speak with us. I anxiously look forward to your talk. When I saw the title, I'm Just Here for the Elephants, I was like, this is going to be great.
Well, in the preview video, it's I'm Not Just Here for the Elements.
Oh,
I don't even know what the talk is called.
Okay. Well, but I appreciate you taking the time to put one of these together. And for all that you do for the PHP community, thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. I'm privileged to do it.
And thank you for tuning in. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.